Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we're continuing our Suffer Well devotional series. And in a time today, so many people feel lost and they can't find their way to understand where they should be in their life. And I'm going to read the devotional today. It's titled Lost. And this is going to help many of you. Those of you that seem like you don't know where to go, you don't even know where you are. We're going to read this devotional. And I pray that it blesses you as much as it blessed me. Remember, this is the Suffer Well devotional. Suffer well, suffer well. We start off with a scripture in Acts 17:26, and it says, "From one man he made every nation of men, so they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them, and the exact places where they should live." Acts 17:26. Have you ever said or heard someone say, "I feel lost"? And we don't mean in regards to longitude or latitude, but in a vision, purpose, or direction. Today is your day to step into your inheritance, to acknowledge that you have already been released into your destiny. In the Messiah Yeshua, you who once were far off, at a distance, far away, remote, and alien, have been brought near to the blood, having been shed of the Messiah, Ephesians 2:13. Your destiny has been ordained by Yahweh. Put off the old man, Romans 6:6 and Ephesians 4:22. And never look back, forgetting the things that which are behind and reaching forward for the things which are ahead, Philippians 3:13. All that awaits those who look back is salt, Genesis 19:26. The salt of bitterness, regret, and shame is all that is available if you do not forget those things which are behind. Instead of a clear vision, purpose, and direction, you will feel lost. Have you sung Amazing Grace? How sweet the sound. I was once lost, but now I am found. Only to have your life truly sing, and now I feel lost again. Does a spring set forth fresh water and bitter water from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt and fresh water. James 3:11 and 12. Found yet lost again? This ought not to be so. Verse 10. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit. And a sow, having washed to her wailing in the mire. 2 Peter 2:22. There are several things that you can do to guard against this mental relapse. Choose facts over feelings. First, you must decide to live in what is known and not what is felt. Fact: He determined that the time set for you and the exact places where you should live. How you feel about something may not always jive with His truth. In that case, your feelings must acquire to the facts. For I know the plans I have for you, declares Yahweh. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. How then can you be lost? It's not possible, loved one, other than you giving more weight to your feelings than His promises. Grow up. From whom will He teach knowledge? And whom will He make to understand this message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breast, Isaiah 28:9. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of the Almighty. And you have come to need milk and not solid food, Hebrews 5:12. It is time to grow up, time for some solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe, but solid food belongs to those who are of mature Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Transform your mind. Digest this. What the Father says is true for all time. You can and must bet your life on it. Transforming your mind is a process that must start now. The mature thinker has their sense exercised to discern both good and evil, Hebrews 5:14, and concludes, I feel lost, but I know it is not possible, because my life is in his hands. This type of thinking is an indication of the transformation taking place. It is the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. A mind that can digest solid food will deny all that opposes his word, no matter how it feels. Complete transformation of every thought that does not conform to the mind of Yahweh is victoriously within your grasp. It is not as difficult as you might think. It is as simple as choosing what he says over what you feel. You are never lost, loved one, only choosing to feel that way. And we end off with this scripture. Let us lay every weight and the sin at which easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, Hebrews 12:1. Let us laying aside every weight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is our scriptural verse or a thing for today to read. And I want to talk to you about being lost and feeling lost. It says in the scriptures in Psalms 31, you are my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. A creator tells us about a dark place where everything begins, a dark place where people are. A dark place where the enemy dwells. A dark place where people choose to appease their fleshly desires. And this is the antithesis to the word of our Creator. But our Creator tells us, if we call on him, he will be there for us. And not only will he be there for us, that he would show us the light. And that he would show us and take us to a different road. That's what being set apart is about. And he will give us the guidelines to stay on that road. A different path. Now, that path is narrow, so many people, by their feelings and looking at it, say, that doesn't look too safe there. That's a very narrow path. But this wide path, to my feelings, looks much safer. But our Creator says that wide path is just full of darkness. You can't even see if you're on the path or not. And the path is leading to something that is not of me. That narrow path, I'm giving you a light to follow it. And I am guiding your every step, carrying every leg in front of the other, carrying every foot and placing it in front of the other. For if you follow my words, you're letting me guide your legs and your feet to stay on that path. You're letting me give you a light so you can see all around you. And we have the choice which one we want. Remember, again, in Psalms 31, verse 3, it says, you are my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. And that's what our Creator does. He promises us. He promises us that we will never be lost if we take him as our guide. You know, when you go to a exotic country or if you go to a place you've never been before, maybe a zoo or some land where there are animals or just even in trails in desert or somewhere, they have different guides that show you around. They know the path. They've been there many times. If you follow the guide, you stick to the guide, you're going to be safe. The guide says, don't go to that area. There are wild animals over there. The guide says, you know, this is a very dangerous road. Don't go on that road. Follow me and you'll be safe. Well, our Creator is our true guide in life. And even though our heart's desire might be to take a path that might look good, but it's not. We have to understand when Abraham and Lot were right there in the desert and they realized they could not strive together. Abraham said, Lot, choose which way you shall go. And Lot looked one way and it seemed pleasing to the eye. It seemed more pleasing to the eye, so he chose that way. But the way he chose and the land he chose was not a safe land. For he was not seeking Yahweh's word and praying to Yahweh which way he should go. Or restoration in this situation. Psalm 61, verses 1 to 3 says, "Hear my cry, O Yahweh, listen to my prayer. In despair and far from home, I call to you. Take me to safe refuge, for you are my protector, my strong defense against my enemies." That's faith. Only when you can cry out like that is the true faith, and you believe that, and you follow where he tells you to go. Abraham did not know where he was sending him, but he listened, and he went where he told him to go. You think about Joseph and Mary. They didn't know what was going on. He said, "Go to Egypt," and they went and they go. Are you heeding his call? Whether it's in your life, the decisions you make, the jobs you decide to have, the time you decide to spend elsewhere, are you praying about everything? But you're so lost in life and you don't know which way you're going or coming, and then our Creator guides you through his word, and then it comes down to the choice you make. Are you listening or not listening? Many people are lost today. And if you're not following his guidelines and instructions, you're definitely lost. There's no way to be in the right path if you're living in sin. You're following the path of the enemy if you're living in sin, and that's your choice. It says in the word, "Today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live." But many of you are choosing through your actions what pleases your flesh. I'm not going to follow his instructions. I'm going to go this way. I give you an example, the fourth commandment, the Sabbath. He says, on the Sabbath, do not do anything. It's a set apart day. Rest and rejoice. And that's it, nothing else. That's my plan. And according to his treasure map, he tells you where the treasure is, right? On his treasure map and his plan and his way to get there, the Sabbath is Saturday. But many people choose to ignore the fourth commandment. And that's why they're lost. That's why they're never going to find the treasure of the fruit of the Spirit, the peace and the calmness, to understand love and understand all these things and the joy. It's on the treasure map, but if you don't follow the commandments, you're not following the map. You see, the map or the Bible to the treasure is his commandments. His commandments tell you. So if you look at a treasure map, you go to some island, you're looking for some treasure that some pirates might have buried many years ago, and you find a map, take 10 steps forward, go to the coconut tree, take 3 steps right, go 100 yards to your left, and X marks the spot. That's it. Well, every single commandment our Creator gave us is a map to get to the treasure. Every single commandment he gave us. And the words are full of those commandments to lead us to the treasure, which leads to Yeshua. And I'm not talking about the Yeshua of a lip service as a result of a lip service. I'm talking about the Yeshua as a result of the heart. The commandments lead our heart to the treasure, which is Yeshua. There are two paths, a narrow path and a wide path. And many people today are choosing the wide path. In the darkness, they're choosing that. We need to let go of our feelings and start embracing Yahweh's word. To understand the darkness, but to understand the word is a light. What are you looking for when you're in the darkness and you need to get somewhere? A torch, a light, a lantern, something to guide our way, a lamp or something. The scriptures tell us exactly how to see. The scriptures tell us how to get around in the darkness. We're surrounded by darkness. We're in darkness. How do we get around in this darkness? It says very clearly in Psalms 119, 105, "Your word, the holy word of scripture, is a lamp to guide me and a light for my path." That's what the Torah is. It's a guideline in the darkness to guide the path on that narrow road which leads to Yeshua. Psalms 143:8 says, "Remind me every morning of your consistent love, for I put my trust in you. My prayers go up to you. Show me the way I should go." Now we have corporate prayer every single morning at Torah Life Ministries on our YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Every single morning we have morning corporate prayer that we'd read this together. It says in Psalms 143:8, "Remind me each morning of your consistent love, for I put my trust in you. My prayers go up to you. Show me the way I should go." You see, the problem with being lost is one wrong turn and you're lost. Doesn't matter how many turns you got right. One wrong one and you could be lost. Every single day we have to thank him for keeping us on the path, but ask him to pave our way ahead of us and make sure that we're following his steps. He's the real GPS in this world. You know, your GPS system, you feel comfortable when you have that because it's going to keep you from not getting lost, right? You cannot know anywhere where you're going, have no idea, and going against every feeling you have. Well, I think I should go this way, but the GPS says go that way. The GPS knows. It's a map. It knows how to get you somewhere. It knows where you're going. And if you're lost, it corrects you. Well, I'll tell you, that's what the Bible is. It's the real GPS, the original GPS. It keeps us on the path and keeps us straight. And if we're lost, it tries to guide us. If you ignore the GPS today and you go in the opposite direction, you're not going to find your way there. It's the same thing with Yahweh's GPS, the Bible. If you consistently ignore it, you're going to get very lost. Very lost and be very far away from Yahweh. Each morning we must come to him, and we come together in corporate prayer every morning. And we pray this, that he would show us the way we should go, what we should do, and how we should do it. Remind us each morning of your consistent love. But we put our trust in you. Our prayers go up to you. Show me the way I should go. You know, it says in Psalms 27:1, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. I will fear no one. Yahweh protects me from all danger. I will never be afraid. Do we agree with that? Because if you're lost, you don't agree with that. If you're lost, you have fear of the world. You have fear of anxiety of the worldly things and so on. But even in the darkness, when you have Yahweh, you don't feel those things. You feel nothing but joy in your life. Nothing but peace and calmness in your life. Psalms 23:4 says, even if I go through the deepest darkness, I will not be afraid. Yahweh, for you are with me. Your shepherd's rod and staff protect me. That is the faith he wants us to understand and have at all times, wherever we go. Many of us have spent many years making the right steps, doing the right things, but you've taken a wrong turn, knowingly and some not knowingly. Some people call this backsliding. Some people call this deception. Whatever it is, it says clearly in the scripture that it doesn't matter how long you've been righteous for, if the righteous start doing unrighteous things, they're considered unrighteous. And if you've been making the wrong steps your whole life, taking the wrong path your whole life, it says those that become righteous are now in a new path, a new way, are considered righteous. Every day we must renew this and understand and go with faith. Remember, our feelings and our emotions versus our choices. We must choose to follow Yahweh regardless of how we're feeling about the situation. Well, that road looks better. I think that road. You know, when you have two people in a car and they're driving down a road and they are lost and they're trying to find their way, but they're not using a GPS, they're not praying about it, what happens? For the scriptures say, when strife is there, the enemy is near. Who's seeking to get us lost spiritually? The enemy. He doesn't want us to follow Yahweh. So here we are driving down the road when we're by ourselves, looking both ways, not knowing where to go. Perhaps both choices are not a good choice. I mean, they both can't be the right choice. And you're looking, well, that way feels right to me. That way feels right to you. Well, that way feels right to me, somebody else in the car, and you just don't know. Are you stopping to pray to our Creator? Are you stoping to pray to him? And he'll put you back on that path, and then are you thankful for being back on that path? Are we thankful every morning that we come to him, thanking him for showing us the way and leading us to the treasure, the daily treasure that we can have in him? It says in Psalms 59:16-17, but I will sing about your strength. Every morning I will sing aloud of your consistent love. You have been my refuge for me, a shelter in my time of trouble. I will praise you, my defender, my refuge, Yahweh, Yahweh who loves me. Hallelujah. We have to understand that and believe that. And believe that and start making new turns in our life and start following his patterns and his plans and his precepts and trusting in them. Letting go of ourselves and our things and the things we think we know and the things we think that are right. And start believing in him and his ways and what he says is right. Psalms 91:1-2 says, whoever goes to Yahweh for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty can say to him, you are my defender and protector. You are my Elohim, and you I trust. So I ask you this fine day, this morning, Do you trust a wonderful creator? Do you trust him not to get you lost? Do you trust him not only when you're on the peaks of the mountain, but do you trust him when you're in the deep valleys? Do you trust that he's there with you, guiding you? Do you question and curse him, or do you thank him and appreciate him and follow him in his ways? Psalms 121 verses 1 to 3 says, look to the mountain. Where will my help come from? My help comes from Yahweh, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fail. Your protector is always awake. Understand this. When it says in the scriptures, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. All things mean all things. And if you do not believe, you have the power and the ability as a believer and follower of Yahweh to do all things, then you are discounting and not believing what it says in Genesis in the beginning of the book that Yahweh created everything. By just speaking it into existence, he created everything and everyone, including the treasure and including the map. And just like you know your way around your house more than anyone else, just like you know your way around your vehicle more than everyone else, just like you know things in your life more than anyone else in your life, Yahweh's the creator of all. And he knows the path perfectly, where you should go. You know, you grow up in a certain neighborhood, no matter where you are in the world, you can go back to that neighborhood. You know all the shortcuts. You know all the directions. You know where to go. You know what was there before and what's there now. You're not getting lost in your own neighborhood that you grew up in. You feel at home. You know where you're going. Well, that's the way we need to feel in Yahweh's presence. Going back to where we should have always been, in the light and not in the darkness. We need to let go and relax and be still and know that he is Yahweh. Psalms 138 verse 3 says, you answered me when I called you. With your strength, you strengthened me. There was a show years ago on TV where they had to get a whole bunch of questions right to win a lot of money. And there was a time where if they didn't know what one of the answers were, they had something called the lifeline. They could make a free call to whoever they wanted for the help of the answer. We have that in life. And it's not just a one-time call. We could use that as much as we want. And it's a call to Yahweh. When we don't know where we're going, when we're lost and we can't find our way, we call to him to bring us back to where we need to be. And he answers us. He shows us the way we should go. He shows us. You know, it says in Proverbs, which is another word for wisdom, 4:25-27, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Be careful. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or left, but keep your foot from evil. It says in Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And it says in Colossians 3, 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the earthly things. This is the way not to get lost. This is the way to stay and the right path. It says in Proverbs wisdom 3 verse 5 to trust in Yahweh with some of your heart. No, with all of your heart. Leaning not on your own understanding. That's the problem, man thinking on their own understanding. Trusting in Yahweh sometimes when it seems convenient to their understanding. But Yahweh said in Psalm 62:8, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for Yahweh is our refuge. Yahweh will keep us from getting lost. Yahweh will help us find the way. Understand and trust him. That's the answer. That's what we must do. You know, we're in a race. We're in a race. And Yahweh's teaching us the path to keep us safe and to help us finish the race. The path to keep us safe and help us finish the race. Job 17:9 says, the righteous shall move onward and forward. Those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger. That's it. Stronger and stronger. That's what we must do to get that vision of the finish line and get there. But when we give in to the enemy's ways and we let him entice us and we think about his things, we have no peace. And we start getting upset and worried and fearful. When you're lost in reality and real life, even in your ways, where you're going, what you're doing, do you have peace about that you'll find the right way and trust Yahweh? Or do you start getting nervous and getting panic attacks? It says in Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything in prayer, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to Yahweh. and the peace of Yahweh, which suppresses all comparison, will guide your hearts and your mind in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah that we can do this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Yeshua, thank you for this wonderful day you have made. And that's what it says in the scriptures. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you with. My peace I give you. Not as to the world gives you, do I give it to you. Let your heart not be troubled. Let it fear. Let it not be troubled, nor let it fear. Trust in our wonderful Creator and praise Him at all times. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful word. Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble. In the heart you will find rest for you, and you will find heart in your heart rest for souls. My yoke is easy to bear, and my load is not heavy to carry. So I tell you this day to cast all of your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. If you're lost, why stress yourself out? 1 Peter 5:7 says to all, put it all on him and let him take it. None of us can add a benefit to our life by worrying one single hour. You know, by worrying at all, it doesn't add anything. Matthew 6:27. To trust in him and let him to guide your paths. Guide your paths. Your paths. Psalms 51:10 says, create me a pure heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That spirit is a spirit that is never lost. No matter where we are, who we are, or what we are, it is never lost. It'll always be on the right path. Praise the wonderful Creator. Praise the wonderful Creator. Revelations 3 verse 8 says, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. If you want a true treasure in life, let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am Yahweh. Be still and trust him, and then you will learn. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father Yahweh, for your holy word. Read it every day and pray to him every day, and you'll never be lost. And trust it and trust him. Praise Yahweh. I pray this message is reaching you all. I pray that you really, really coming to understand how important it is to read your word, to stay in the word, and to follow and obey the guidelines and instructions known as the commandments or the law of our wonderful Creator, as found in the scriptures. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you this day and always. May you never be lost, and you always find the way, that narrow path, and that light, his word. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. A new year is a time for a new start and new beginnings. God doesn't want past failures to keep us from embracing this brand new year. Join us each weekend of the month of January as we highlight essentials for the new year. We meet for worship Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday at 9 or 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life, I've been told I belong at the end of the line. With all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. Cause I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody.